Frederick's work.
Sorry, who's I speaking to?
It's Warwick.
Warwick, hi Warwick. It's Emmanuel from Shannon's and Tuning today, mate.
Yeah, good, mate. How you going?
Good, good. Got a pretty big quote here for a Carl Mickle?
Ah, yes, the silver wagon.
Yeah, the wagon. That's
yep,
it.
Yep.
Just following up obviously on the mechanical side, and I'll call the other guys for the panel. In regard to the quote, I was just seeing the MCA red coilovers on this.
Yep.
Is that for the whole set?
So, as in the full set?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So the car, yeah.
Because from memory, I thought you could get the fronts just on their own.
No, these are the MCA coilovers come as a set of four, front and rear. So it's a full package on that car.
Because I've seen on their website, you can get just the front.
As in just replacements. So this car's got all four.
Yeah. Because on the front, you can get them on the MCA website.
It might just be that that's an option for an upgrade for certain cars. On this, it's got full set.
Okay, that could be an issue. Because generally, we only replace what's damaged, not
extra. Okay. Yes, okay. Let me go find the boys that did the report on the car, see if we can get some more clarification there. It won't be long.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry, it was a manual, wasn't it?
It was, mate, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just going to pop you on hold. It won't be long.
No worries, thank you. Cheers.
Hello, Alex speaking.
Alex, how are you, mate?
Good.
That's all right. See, I'm just calling up, obviously, in regards to the quote that was submitted. I'm assuming by yourself?
Yes. Which car is that one, man?
For the Rexy 4.
Rego?
AXW268.
Yes.
Yeah, for a car, I think it was.
Easy, man. What do we need to know, bro?
On this one, the MCA coils, is this the full set?
Can you refresh my memory what's on there? I think it's a pair. It's a pair of fronts.
A pair?
Should be a pair of fronts on there.
It says front, kit, shock, and tower top only. But, I mean, I've jumped on the MCA website, and they're sitting around 2K.
What have we got? I'm sorry, can you just refresh my mind memory on what's on the quote there?
Yeah, so it's a pretty heavy quote. Genuine left-hand control arm, steering rack unit, genuine ball joint.
No, in terms of the struts, does it say it's a full set?
It says front kit, shock, and tower top only.
Yeah, so it'll be basically the whole front strut assembly, which is the shock itself with the tower top. I'll just have a look for you, mate. Sorry, I was out in the workshop.
Yeah, could you? Because, like I said to Warwick, on the website, it looks like you can get the fronts for, like, a lot cheaper. I would have just thought you just replace the fronts.
Let me just double check, man. I just need to double check the damage. Because I know initially when we looked at it, there was a lot of front damage. But then we also noticed a few things in the rear that were twisted, had little kinks in them. So you'll see there's rear control arms on there because the car's basically mounted the gutter.
Yeah, it's also
rears, man, because the left-hand rear is also hammered. And then the right-hand rear can't be much better. Now I remember. So what it was initially we looked at it and I was looking at just front. And the further I looked into the rear, to have the twist in the arms that it's got, as well as the fact that it buckled that rear rim that hard, that shock can't be any good. And I'm not saying that as a guess. I'm saying that from previous experience with these particular shocks in these cars. Initially, I would have thought, yes, the damage was only the fronts, but to have the damage in the rear with the rear rim buckled to the level it was tells me that shock, there's no way in the world that that's been able to travel without completely bottoming out inside and bending the shaft. Even though it's not leaking on the floor yet, like the two fronts are, it can't be far behind. And to send it off to MCA to have them pull it apart and inspect the shaft, I think that would outweigh the cost.
That was
my thoughts in the process.
My only other biggest question is those rims. Is this a full set machining as well?
Correct. Yes, it is, because they are obsolete. You cannot buy them anymore. So they are a beautiful wheel, but unfortunately that particular style is no longer carried. You can't even buy them and refinish them to match.
So that's the last list price, is it, on that?
Correct. The quote is for a set of rims.
Yeah, okay. And we've got Yokohamas on there as well.
Two front tires are completely hammered.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm just double checking that. There's obviously 09s.
Yeah, he's got 809s on it from what I can see here. I'm just staring at the car now.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
I was actually going to give you a call today and just see where it's at, because it's bloody killing us for storage.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I'm completely... and that was only my other concerns. Okay. And then really only labour was sitting about $1,800.
In terms of labour, yeah.
Is there anything, can you do me better a bit on labour there, or?
There's a bit of work in it, man. And what I'm a little bit afraid of is when we start pulling things apart, what else we find. I know, obviously, I can ring you back and we can sort of go, okay, well, look, this is also not happy. There's no way for me to measure and check the rear hubs in the jig. And again, we haven't quoted on a rear hub for that. But again, that rim is hammered. And again, that shock and those arms, there's no way they survived. I can see the arms have got fractures in the welds where the powder coat's chipped off, which tells me straight away that they're hammered. The shock is questionable, and most definitely I would assume that shaft is bent. But the hub I haven't quoted on. So there's a few things in there, and, you know, in terms of, shit, if I need to change a hub and press bearings in, I'm chewing out labour more. I can't predict the future.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can probably knock a little bit off it, yes.
you've made a pretty good argument, to be fair.
I'm covering my base, because I know what happens with these things is they get really intricate. And even though you stand back and you look at the car and you're like, well, that's not really a big deal, the closer you get to it, the more you start realizing shit's not where it needs to be. An example of this is the front pickup bolts for the caster on the control arms. One of them's not even pointing south anymore when you've got the car on the hoist. It's sort of tipped over on about a 30, 45, not a 45, but probably a 30-degree angle, which I need to try and bend back into shape without stretching the body. So I'm hoping that doesn't shit itself on us either.
Yeah.
I've been able to do it before successfully. Been mucking around these cars for 20-something years, so I know what we can and what we can't get away with, but
yeah,
a bit touch and go.
Yep, I've definitely taken my car to you guys, so I know the quality of work. So
thanks, mate.
Which car
was yours?
It's probably been a few. You guys tuned it a couple of times. It was probably a couple of years ago. Yeah, it was just a Rexy with a built motor from Top.
Oh yeah, yep. Don't have it anymore.
Yeah. I ended up selling it because it was just sitting there, mate.
Yeah, like a lot of them do.
I drove it. And I was happy with it. I was like, what am I doing?
Where to now?
Yeah,
fair enough.
So money was better in my pocket at the end of the day.
Exactly right.
No, that's cool. So I will... the mechanical side, I'm just jotting some notes down while I got you here.
Go for it, man. I'd rather get it sorted with you so we can move on.
Yeah, so mechanical-wise, trying to... So for the mechanic side, we're looking at the 23K186 pre-GST.
Yep.
And then on top of that, plus the panel quote at 10,000, which I'll go through. Who's the best point of contact? Is it Andrew or Adam?
Either I think will be fine.
Okay.
I don't see either one being an issue. Just depends who's available, really.
Yeah, of course. No, that's all good. I will have a chat to them. I'll just leave your quote at the moment the way it is.
Yep.
Once I get the authorization on that one, I will send it to you manually.
Okay.
So that way, hopefully, once I get those figures, if we're sitting at 10, 23, we might be close.
In terms of use, it might be,
because it's close over a certain limit, it gets reviewed by a manager.
Uh-huh.
So I give them the all clear and help them understand what the goal is, all that sort of stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then once he authorizes it, I can send you through the authorization. It's only
limit,
that's all it is. But I don't see a massive problem.
I know what happened. Like the car, again, same deal. Like there's lots of bullshit things on it. But it's got a lot of fucking expensive parts on it too.
Yeah.
Like I know the front bar came from overseas, so I know how much these things are worth, and that's I was able to quote it. But trying to get it here is a fucking nightmare with duty and GST these days.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And they don't like freighting them anymore. So what they've done a few times now is they send it to another country, and then that country has to freight it to us.
Oh,
which is ridiculous. And it gets worse because they're getting older, so they're not making as many. Anyway, it's one of my headaches.
I bet. Not cool. All right, I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Am I right to just put some parts on this to turn it into a rolling driving car? Because I need to be able to, if it's going to take too long, put this into storage elsewhere, because it's just, it's killing the shop at the moment.
Yeah, fair. If you need to do that to get it around, there's no issue there. But like I said, I'm going to try at 2 o'clock, hopefully get it all organised, said and done today, if not the latest tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's actually not too bad. Yeah, that's not too bad.
It's only because it has to go through reauthorization of a manager. That's all it is.
No problem.
And it literally just depends on how quick they are for them to call me back. So... that's all right. I'll have a chat to the repair guys and get that finalised as well, so that way it's all in one shot.
Not a problem.
All right, Chavis. Thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, man. Ciao. Bye.
Okay, bye.